Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 8th, it's October, and it's 2025. And it's a strange thing. I didn't feel like doing a live stream, and I didn't feel like doing a video, but I got no choice because I'm watching every single one of my channels that I subscribe to coming through, and nobody's talking about this, and it's the most important thing on the internet right now. But everybody's too busy watching all the different distractions. Have you noticed how many nonstop distractions they've handed us? You know, and every single story has so many holes in it that people are picking it apart, thinking that they're proving something when they're not. Meanwhile, we're being surrounded right now, literally by our own military and government. People don't seem to have an issue with it. I don't understand it whatsoever at all. I've shown you this Department of Defense directive, and believe it or not, this is still very, very real, okay? This didn't just go away, because since this was signed, so many more things have occurred. Now, if you don't remember, this DOD directive, Department of Defense Directive 5240.10,
the Secretary of Defense may approve any type of requested permissible assistance described in paragraph 3.2. The decision to approve requests for these type of permissible assistance described in paragraph 3.2 to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities are reserved to the Secretary of Defense. Provision of personnel to support response efforts for civil disturbances, which may also require presidential authorization. DOD response to chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and high-yield explosive incidents. Assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality or any situation in which it is reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force, including death or serious bodily injury. It also includes all support to civilian law enforcement officials in situations where a confrontation between civilian law enforcement and civilian individuals or groups is reasonably anticipated.
And since that directive was signed into law, we don't even have a director, we don't even have a Department of Defense anymore. We now have a Department of War. Things have changed, things have escalated. Do you see what I'm saying? And since that directive was put in place, all hell is breaking loose everywhere, and the government's the one doing it. But the thing that people seem to be ignoring, the Department of Defense, that directive, that's old news. That was last September. Yeah, well, things have gotten worse since then because now, all of a sudden, our own government has decided to stop being the policemen for the rest of the world, and they've turned their sights on America or the Western Hemisphere exclusively. Do you know where you live? You live in the Western Hemisphere. This is all being played out right in front of us while they're trying to distract you with every single solitary thing in the world, including things that are invisible. You know, remember the Taliban? Remember terrorists? Terrorism was great for a long time because terrorists are invisible. At any moment they could strike, you don't see them coming. And then they just disappear into the mountains and it takes years and billions and trillions of dollars to find them. Well, now we've got invisible things coming from outer space, apparently. Because it's not bad enough that we've got Comet Atlas 3-1 speeding at Earth, losing nickel, gaining mass, weighing 33 billion pounds or tons. We've also got every single solitary military person coming out basically saying, oh yeah, there's UFOs all over the place. They're underwater. They're doing all these crazy things. They're lying to you. This is a huge distraction. But this might explain a lot of the crazy noises people are hearing all over the country and all over the world. But none of that can be proven because it's all on TikTok. You want to hear a secret? Don't go on TikTok. TikTok is a weapon, period. And if you don't understand that at this point, I don't know what else to tell you. And if you think you're somehow immune to their techniques, their technology that they use with frequencies, audio, visual, and frequencies, you're an idiot, straight up. But why do you think they're trying to distract us to keep everybody looking at the sky? And now, I mean, things are straight up just invisible. Because of this, I follow all the military, all the technology, and all the real active and inactive soldiers that would know, online and offline. And this is a problem, which is why we're being distracted from every single solitary angle humanly possible. Other countries are writing about this. Why are they suddenly, literally, our government just decided we're no longer the watchdog of the world. We're no longer going to spread democracy anymore. We're simply, our primary goal is to now put America first. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? Well, I'll tell you what. It ain't good. It ain't good. They're going to focus all of our military on the Western Hemisphere and North America. And whether you understand this or not, Trump is putting troops on the ground to stop something that the government caused. Law enforcement, all the different alphabet agencies could have squashed everything a long time ago. The government's the one that let all these people in. And it wasn't just Biden. Biden was a puppet. Trump is a puppet. I just think Trump has a little bit more magic in him than others. By the word MAGA. I don't know. I find it hard to believe he's more, you know, he's some secret wizard with that stupid hair of his and just the way he is. But MAGA in every single language equals magician. But this dude is effectively putting troops on the ground, and he's sending ICE to every state. And every state that ICE shows up in, there's some sort of a magical problem. Every time I look up, I'm looking at the little pause button on this recorder I'm using. That's what I'm doing, FYI. Because I watch this afterwards and it bothers me, but whatever. Excuse me. Trump's putting ICE on the ground, and every place they go, they're having issues. Now, Palantir, the newest thing to occur since that directive was signed in September of 2024, Palantir could use all their wizardry and stop all of this. But not only Palantir, because Palantir is not the only player in this field. Oracle. Palantir showed up in 2003 when our government, when everybody found out that our government was trying to use total awareness, where they were going to track everybody at all times doing everything. And people found out about it, and Congress actually struck it down. Because back in 2003, we still had a little bit of actual real people left. They're all gone now. Everybody's on the same page. They're all taking down America. They all built their underground military bunkers, and they all stole every resource the United States possibly has. And speaking of that, get your money out of the bank, like, today. Because banks are already shutting down. Other countries are already losing their money. They're just waking up and their money's completely gone. Ask Vietnam. How many times are we going to screw one country? Get your money out of the bank. Turn it into gold and silver. Do not do the gold and silver 401k. Have them send the gold and silver to you. How are we going to use it? I don't know. But I would rather have my wealth that I worked my entire life than just wake up and find out it's gone, because that's what's going to happen. 1,300 people have done it since I've been talking about it for the last 2 years. I haven't gotten one single solitary complaint whatsoever at all. But on that, I will digress. So with Larry Ellison, Sam Altman, and all the other tech bros at the White House inauguration, that wasn't around when the directive from the Department of Defense, which is now the Department of War, was signed in September of 2024, where our government can use lethal force. It literally gives the military, you can shoot Americans if they get out of hand. Well, people are getting out of hand, and people are starting to get shot. It's happened. People are under the impression that Palantir, which, based on what they do, theoretically, Palantir should be able to stop everybody, pinpoint who they are, and these protesters wouldn't even show up to go head-to-head with ICE. But it's not working like that. And here's another thing. Palantir showed up. I started to say this, and I forgot. Palantir showed up in 2003 to pick up where the CIA left off. Congress said, you can't watch all the American citizens. Palantir showed up, and now they're watching all the American citizens, except Congress can't do anything about it because it's a private company. But the company you need to worry about is Oracle. Palantir showed up in 2003. Oracle has been up and running since 1977. And Oracle is the one that's saying, well, that's the famous clip. And I'm not going to play it because everybody plays it now. Where Larry Ellison says, the cops will be on their best behavior because everybody will be watching everything they do all the time. Citizens will be on their best behavior because everything will be videotaped at all times. These guys, between Palantir, Oracle, Meta, OpenAI, Grok, they could pinpoint who these people are and stop this, but they're not, because they're the ones that are putting these people there to fight ICE. We're watching Cowboys and Indians on TV, and they're trying to tell us it's a real problem. And the end result, the quid pro quo, is send in the troops, send in the troops, send in the troops. We got people fighting against ICE in Maine now. Do you see what I'm saying? It's spreading absolutely everywhere. And there ain't that many people that are angry. I see people in real life. These are all actors. Do you see what I'm saying? The fact that our government, Trump in his first thing, told everybody the biggest threat to the security of the world was China. And now all of a sudden, we're not going to mess with any of those. We're just going to worry about North and South America. Well, do you know what's floating around down by Venezuela or in the Caribbeans, right off the coast of the United States, is this ship right here. And this is the ship you don't want to see. This is the Special Forces ship right here. Okay? It's got no numbers on it. It's got no weaponry on it. You can't see anything. This is the floating office of the best Special Forces in the world. Period. A channel called Task and Purpose is covering this right now. And they don't even get it. They don't get it. You see what I'm saying? This thing is floating around the United States right now, and that is not a good thing for Americans because it is in striking distance of Florida, the Gulf of Mexico, Texas, etc. And they're talking about they want to stop drugs. They don't care about drugs. Our government brought drugs into the United States. Every problem we're having with our country right now is the fact that people don't want to do shit, and they're just leaving it all up to the government. And I heard a funny thing on a YouTube channel the other day where he said, look at all this stuff going on between protesters and ICE. Where's all of our patriots? Where are all the militias? How come they're not flexing? Because they're not stupid. Real G's, real gangsters move in silence. Anybody that's doing anything for America is doing it face to face. Anybody that's posting it online is an idiot. I'm warning people. I'm not saying, this is my plan, and this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're doing for training, etc. Anybody that's doing anything for real, isn't it doing it from their basement, their attic, their kitchen, their bedroom, their studio, you know, their YouTube studio? They're out there, face-to-face, meeting people and trying to coordinate whatever we possibly can to try to save people's lives. Because so many people, even though they're not awake, they don't deserve what's coming. America falling is going to make every other war we ever even heard about hell on earth, because it's going to be American against American, because we have been under social engineering for as long as I can possibly remember, through music, television, vaccines, medications, chemtrails, fluoride in the water, everything I've been talking about my entire YouTube career. And I started YouTube, if you remember, my second video said, to my family. My family don't care. They're not going to wake up whatsoever at all. They're good with talk radio and keeping up appearances, what things look like. They don't want to be called crazy. I'm showing you all the documentations. Our president just released troops in the streets. I told you that was coming before it was coming, and now it's here, and it's going to continue on and on and on and on. This is getting completely and totally out of hand, and it's going to get worse, and you need to prepare yourself. If you can't prepare physically, if you can't prepare financially, you've got to prepare mentally. But most of all, you've got to hit your knees and prepare spiritually. Ask God. Fast for just 24 hours. Nothing but water. 24 hours. Sundown to sundown. I do it on the Sabbath. And pray to God and ask for answers, ask for directions, ask for guidance, and he will give it to you. And if you're afraid you're going to miss the answer to your prayer, ask him. Because I say it all the time. I said it one time, God, I'm going to do something stupid right now. I need you to give me an answer, but don't be subtle. Make it a billboard. within one city block. I didn't even go a minute and a half. And there was a black and white sign that said, "You asked for an answer, God," in black and white. And I had a witness. Pray. Because they are surrounding us right now, and people don't even think, I don't even know what people are thinking. Other countries are writing about why Trump and the Pentagon have suddenly turned everything inward. They just turned our monstrous military inward. And some of the military damn well know what it is. I knew about this before it hit the papers, and I wasn't sure what they meant by this because everyone was speaking in code. They couldn't put it all out there. You see what I'm saying? Now it all makes sense. Our government's coming for us very, very soon, okay? And the digital ID, people think that we won't take in America. They'll do a 9/11 type event and use illegal aliens where you have to get a digital ID. So be ready for that, okay? For those of you that really stood your ground and did not take the vaccine, like I didn't, and nothing happened to you whatsoever at all, yet you watch people that around you that took the vaccine suffer from strokes, heart conditions, or death, you're going to have to do the same thing with this, and you're going to need resources to do so. At any rate, for now, I think I covered everything. I'm not positive. Stand by. Every foreign news outlet is writing about why Trump is doing this, and they all know exactly why. It is not for the stated reason. It's because they all know that America is falling. It's our turn. It's over. Be ready. Or don't. But you cannot say in any way whatsoever at all that you haven't been warned. But I got to tell you, get off TikTok. And if you've got YouTubers that you follow and trust and they're talking about things in outer space that we need to watch out for, drop them. Biblical cosmology, confusion in Christianity. The reason I pushed that book, I have no ties to this person other than I'm now a friend with the author because I've gone back and forth with him so many times. But the book lays it out. There is no outer space. The only thing that's coming is from another dimension, and it's coming sooner than later. They'll be disguised as aliens. You can't say you weren't warned. Richie from Boston. I'm out.